Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. As part of our series, Colorado Votes, here's a look at the campaign's efforts to appeal to Hispanic voters. Around 1 in 7 voters in Colorado is Latino, and historically, they favor the Democratic Party. 4 years ago, Barack Obama won 61% of their votes. Mitt Romney's campaign has said to win, it must chip away at that advantage. But as Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr reports, so far, it's been tough sledding.
Both campaigns connect with Hispanic voters in the same ways they talk to all voters, through rallies, ads, and phone calls, knocking on doors. But one tactic is especially popular when it comes to Latino outreach, the surrogate. First, Mitt Romney's.
Growing up, I never imagined a little girl from a border town could one day become a governor.
Estos últimos años han sido muy difíciles para nuestras familias.
I am proud to introduce to you the next president of the United States of America, Mitt Romney.
Some of Mitt Romney's top surrogates, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Luis Fortuño, the governor of Puerto Rico, and former New Mexico governor Susana Martinez. Now, interestingly, the decision to use surrogates is based in science.
There's been actually a lot of academic research on this.
Gabriel Sanchez is associate professor of political science at the University of New Mexico and a researcher for Latino Decisions, a political opinion firm.
If you send somebody they trust, somebody from their community, somebody they might identify with, and at least pay attention to hear the message.
Perhaps Mitt Romney's most relied upon surrogate is his bilingual son, Craig Romney.
Muy buenas tardes. Es un placer estar con ustedes. It's great to be with you all here today.
Today, Craig Romney's headlining a small outreach event at a campaign office in Thornton. A dozen or so volunteers work the phones, calling unaffiliated voters.
Sí, buenas tardes, señora. Mi nombre es Margie. Estoy llamando con un breve mensaje.
Margie Rabassa is an accountant and a Romney supporter.
This is my first time doing the Spanish script, but I have customers that I speak about Romney in Spanish to every day.
She tells them Romney is the man to fix the economy. And that's also Craig Romney's message, one he gives in Spanish-language TV ads at the Republican National Convention and at dozens of events like this one.
Traditionally, a lot of Hispanics tend to lean Democrat, but I think a lot of the issues that are important to them are issues that are important to my father. You know, strong families, strong economy, strong schools. You know, those are things that are important and things that my father's prepared to lead on.
The big issue Craig Romney leaves out? Immigration. A recent poll reveals that immigration, along with the economy, are the two issues that matter most to Colorado Hispanics. During the primaries, Mitt Romney said illegal immigrants should self-deport. But at Tuesday night's debate, he softened his stance, saying young people who serve in the military should become permanent residents. This comes in the wake of President Obama's announcement in June of a new program called Deferred Action.
The president took action to lift the shadow of deportation from a generation of young
Latinos and Latinas who came to this country without any say on their own.
Y como presidente, su valentía me ha hecho recordar que ningún obstáculo es muy grande.
That was Obama speaking Spanish, plus surrogates Federico Peña, the former Denver mayor, and San Antonio mayor Julian Castro, all touting the administration's order to stop deporting many young illegal immigrants. And while this move plays well in the Hispanic community, it doesn't automatically mean more votes. Paul Lopez is a Democrat on Denver City Council.
Today, we're going to go knock on doors. Today, we're going to go organize. Today, we're going to go turn out the vote, and it's going to be done by your hands, by our hands.
At a West Denver campaign office, around 100 Obama supporters listen to Lopez's speech as they prepare to hit the streets. Angela Padilla has been volunteering for weeks.
Well, I've been walking around the neighborhood with a clipboard, making sure that people are registered to vote.
Padilla, who's bilingual, says when she goes door to door, she emphasizes the president's record on health care. She and others here today are motivated knowing Obama's advantage among Latinos remains strong. Polls in Colorado and nationwide show support hovering around 70%, putting it above 2008 levels. Mark Hugo Lopez is associate director of the Pew Hispanic Center. He says the Obama campaign is in a position to turn that support into action.
There's a lot of potential votes in the Hispanic vote, many people who are not voters but who could potentially be voters.
A record number of Latinos is eligible to vote in this election, but historically their turnout is low compared to whites and blacks. And in Colorado, where polls indicate the race is essentially tied, a few extra votes could be the difference. Zachary Barr, Colorado Public Radio News.